Bitches, it's Sasia. So I've decided that every 3 auditions or so, I'll be releasing an update to show the competitors so far. This update, we've got 3 very special applicants looking to be my new BFF. But the question is, do they have the traits that I'm looking for in a BFF? First, we've got a fun party girl. Her name is Katit.
My name is Katit. I work at the store for a living. My ideas of good times is having a Coke and chilling and laying back with your best friends. Next question. Why do I think I qualify for your BFF? Because I'm a fucking cool person. I know how to get down. I had to rev it up, and I just nod my head. If you told me that you're gonna wear that shit to your prom, I would say you go for it, cause you're a strong, independent woman. You're the man, and you do what you want.
Katit from BFF 2012.
Katit, you sound hot. It sounds like you just got back from a night of partying and putting back a dozen or so cosmos. Yum. You sound like a BFF that I can hit the club with all night long and get drunk off our asses together. And you know that being as famous as I am, you can expect a lot of that. And yes, I'm glad you can see I'm a strong, independent woman. As a feminist / humanitarian / democrat / chef and / PETA member, I take being independent very seriously. Thanks for submitting to be my BFF. I'm really looking forward to getting to know you. Next up, we've got a hardcore rapper, MCBFF.
MCBFF.
I is MCBFF, and I is auditioning for Sasia's BFF show. So I was supposed to read the questionnaire and shit and answer questions. So, number one, what is your name? My name is MCBFF. Yeah. Number two, what does you do for a living? I is only the biggest rap star on the face of the earth, and I think you should already know that because you should know my music. But also, I is the foremost expert on Snake Gary Coleman, and I hunt him. And also, I is a model. Yeah. What is your idea of a good time? Well, I would like to give you some bamboo and have you go in my backyard, and I would chase you around and we could play panda bear, or you could wash my car in your short shorts, or I could sneak up behind you one day and dump pudding all over you and be like, "Oh no, it's the fucking pudding monster. It's fucking Bill Cosby, the pudding monster." But not regular Bill Cosby, but Bill Cosby from Ghost Dad when he was a scary ghost. And then I would run. My hobbies is number 4. What is my hobbies? I enjoy recreational drugs. I also likes to get the bitches. And also, I enjoy Lifetime Movie Network and OWN. There are some good shows on OWN. Number 5, why does you think you qualify as my BFF? Because my name is BFF, you dumb bitch. That's why I qualify. Yeah, alright. Looks like the last one is scenario. You and R are both getting our hair did. I describe my dream dress that I am going to wear to the party. It is a frilly neon green strapless dress with a giant pink polka-dotted boy with a magnolia in the center, along with a hole cut in the center for my stomach to poke through. What is your reaction to it? Well, I would tell you how good you's gonna be as the mother, as my baby's mother, because I assume you was wearing the stomachless dress because you's pregnant, and I'll be like, oh shit, NCBFF Jr. is on the way and it's got a nice penthouse suite so it can see out. Only the baby can't really see out because of your belly skin, but it wouldn't be in the dress. Then I would start kissing your stomach, and then after that, we would be like, oh shit, we don't need to get our hair did to go to the party, because there's a party in our pants. So then we would go back to my place, and yeah, you know what happens next. Yeah. This is a dating show, right? Because I was under the impression that the winner gets to have you, and I like Asians. So, yeah, hope that I get on the show, and I want you to know that I find you very attractive, and I would like to cook ramen for you, and I would like to play Panda Bear with you. So, yeah. Alright, I hope you picks me.
MCBFF or, McBiff? You sound like a really fun guy, but from your audition, it sounds like you want to get into my pants more than you want to be my BFF. And for me, that is a huge red flag. Also, I looked into your rapping career and it doesn't look like you're doing very well. Your last album, what is it? Let's see. It was called Hey Hey, Looky Looky, Let's Fucky Fucky. Didn't do so well. The only people that bought your album was your mom. And how do I know you're not gonna use me to boost your own career? I can't afford to have any friends that are backstabbers again. I'm not really sure what playing Panda is, but as an active PETA member, I'm not really sure I'm for that. McBiff, I'm not sure that you're in this competition for the right reasons, but I think you just made a mistake thinking it was a dating show. And since I'm such a good person, I'm going to give you another chance to be my BFF. Good luck. I'm looking forward to getting to know you better. And last but not least, Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn.
Okay, your name is Sasha, right? Well, okay. I guess I'm supposed to fill out this weird questionnaire kind of thing. And I'm supposed to be a being FF. I don't know anything about the lingo, but, okay. I'm assuming BFF means bacon, fritters, and fries, and I really like all of those. So, number one, okay. Okay, what is your name? That's really easy. Why don't you know my name already? Okay, I'm Harley Quinn. So, that's like the motorcycle. Vroom, vroom. Anyway, okay. Number two. What do you do for a living? Do you not read the papers? Okay. Number two. Well, it's a little complicated. I'm kind of a... Well, you see, there's no way to say this without breaking some laws, so why not? I happen to go around Gotham City with my psychotic murdering boyfriend, who I love and adore. Hi, Mr. Puddin', I love your baby. And we go kill people sometimes, and we take their money. And I like to take your money eventually, because you have a lot of it seems. So, there you go. Okay, number three. What is your idea of a good time? Actually, that's the same kind of answer for number two, except I like to help put in torment the Batman because he doesn't make anything fun. I haven't even seen that guy smile. Have you seen him smile? Okay, number four, what are your hobbies? Isn't that the same thing as a good time? I don't know. Well, unless you count jumping out naked at a birthday cake, that's a little different. Okay, what are my hobbies? I like jumping out of things and playing with Puddin', even when he's angry, which is not a good thing. And I like jumping around on trampolines. And I like robbing stores by myself. And I like hanging out with Poison Ivy. You've seen her around lately. Okay, number 5. Why do you think you're qualifying me as your BFF? I don't like this question. I'm skipping it. Number 6. Okay, you got a scenario. You and I are both getting our hair did. I describe my dream dress that I'm going to wear to the party. It is a frilly neon green strapless dress with a giant pink polka dotted bow with a magnolia in the center, along with a hole cut out in the center for my stomach to poke through. What is your reaction to it? Ew! Ew! This is coming from someone who dresses like a clown for a living. This is disgusting. I mean, even Poison Ivy can't even dress this badly, and that's what happens when she's drunk. Come on! Even Puddin' looks good, looks better than this. He always looks good, but this is ridiculous. What is a neon what? Oh my goodness. I don't know why I'm doing so well on this little questionnaire thing, but I'm just going to keep going because I really want the money. Either way, I'm going to get it. So, you should pick me as your best friend or bacon and fritters and fries and save yourself the trouble. Otherwise, I'm just going to steal that money from you anyway, or I'm going to let Puddin' do it. Which would you prefer? Please pick me. Goodbye.
Oh my God, Harley. So, like, when I first heard your audition, I immediately thought, what a sweet girl. You sound like a good, wholesome, sweet girl that just loves life. And we already have something in common. I love money and I love bacon fried fritters. Also, I love the fact that you speak your mind. It shows, like, that you have your own opinions and won't kiss up to me. The only thing that worries me is your profession. If you say that you can't speak about it because it might be a little illegal, well, that definitely raises some red flags. I don't think I can have a BFF that is a criminal. That would look like really bad in the limelight, and well, I don't need any more bad publicity than I already have. But you sound like a really nice girl, and I would really like to get to know you better. So, good luck, Betch! So, I hate waiting, and I posted these auditions more than, like, 2 days ago, and you guys made me wait, like, a whole 2 days? But still, that beats out other people who are still making me wait. And I always say that things that make me happy should be rewarded. Which is why I'm giving each of you guys 50,000 VH dollars for not making me wait that long. And to anyone else who might be listening, who knows? Maybe I'll still be generous tomorrow. You never know. I'll be waiting for your applications. Love you, bitches.